You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Zodiac Zone. 30 minutes of astrological insight with Melissa Marco.
Melissa Marco.
Live from mmastrovibes.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Zodiac Zone
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello there. Hi, I'm Melissa Markham, and I'm thrilled to be on Zodiac Zone. It's your go-to destination for everything astrology. And it happens every Wednesday from 9:30 to 10 o'clock Eastern time. I am a seasoned vibrational astrologer. My mission is to guide my clients in unraveling the mysteries of their soul purpose, why they're here, what ignites them to their highest vibration, and bottom line, what really brings them true happiness. So let's dive into the format of this show. First, I like to explain the astrological highlights of this week. Then I'll be conducting live readings. And to top it off, the last week of each month, I'll feature a special guest who will enlighten us about their unique modality. I was supposed to have that guest for this week. Unfortunately, they had some issues, some technology issues, so they will actually join me next month. So sit tight, prepare for this enticing journey through the stars. Okay, so let's talk about this full moon in Scorpio. Oh my gosh, has it been making you guys tired? Are you like, what's going on with my life? Typically full moons are endings to things. And this full moon in Scorpio, I can't get that right, it's almost like looking under your carpet and clearing out the energy that doesn't work for you anymore. The things that are just kind of trickling up that you need to get rid of, and really about living your best life. Scorpio as an astrological sign is very transformational. It represents the eighth house. When I explain to my classes, my clients, what does Scorpio mean? It's death, destruction, and then transformation. It kind of blows down the house and then you transform. So whatever's been eating you up inside, or you're just kind of like, you know what, I'm not going to think about this. I'm just going to pretend that it's not there. I feel like that this full moon is really kind of blowing that up. So my recommendation is, after this broadcast, of course, is to go out and just release whatever that energy is that you feel that is holding you back from living your best life, understanding your purpose, maybe doing something that you've always wanted to do but feel too afraid to do. Release that, because that is the purpose of this full moon. It actually, we refer to it as the pink moon, because when it ignites in the sky, when it's not so high, it looks like a pinkish color. So this is a time for transformation. I feel like this whole year has been very transformative. Like I said in my previous broadcasts, my previous shows, I am an evolutionary astrologer. So I really look at the lunar nodes, which are elliptical points in the sky. And I get an idea of really what the life purpose is when I start reading my clients, reading their charts. And what's going on this year is Aries Libra. The North Node is in Aries. And what that means is for you to stand in your power, for you to value yourself. It's self versus relationship. And I feel like many of us put relationships first and we don't really value ourselves. And this is a time that we look at relationships and what's working for us. And it's not just people get all into the fact relationships. It's just, they think of just romantic relationships, but it's not only that. It's whatever the closest relationships are in their lives, whether it's their children, whether it's their close friends who are like a soul family to them. And it's very much of an empowering year to stand up and to set the boundaries and to look at things that are not working for you and to make significant changes. And the people that are going to feel it the most and they have Aries Libra in their chart, if you have a sun in Aries, if you have an Aries moon, if you have an Aries ascendant, the same with Libra, you're feeling this energy. And oh my gosh, if you have the North Node or South Node in either Aries Libra, it's very transformative. So I keep talking about this because I think it's such an important topic in the astrological world. And like I said last week, Chiron is in Aries. So it's really bringing up those wounds with self, with how we look at ourselves, what we value in ourselves. And the way that I look at astrology is it's like a tool. It's not, I did a talk today for about 25 women in Jacksonville, Florida. And the one thing that I said to all of them is, it's really about, I'm just confirming what you already know about yourself. I'm not an oracle. I'm not a person that sees the future. I just read a beautiful language. And I tell my students that if you put the hard work and dedication into astrology, that you can have the beautiful experiences that I've had where I've watched people grow and I've seen them year to year make significant changes in their lives. So that's the way that I look at it. I always say to my clients, like I said, it's I'm just confirming what you already know about yourself. Because we all have this inner psyche of our soul. And our soul knows what's best for us. The problem is that we've been conditioned to think that we're so small, that we need all these things to make us happy, and that we have no control over who we are or what we're trying to accomplish in this lifetime. And that's completely false. You're manifesting all of this. And astrology is just that blueprint that helps keep you on the path that you've chosen in this lifetime and in all the lifetimes. So just wanted to kind of make that, make a statement about that. Do have some really good news for you tomorrow. Officially is the end of Mercury retrograde. It goes direct tomorrow. There is about a 2-week shadow period. The nice thing is you're not going to have all these headaches with technology or feel like your communication is getting mixed up. Maybe if you've been traveling, your travel plans aren't going to get delayed. Although I think a lot of things post-COVID have it makes traveling not that much fun as far as the plane ride. Of course, when you get to your destination, that's a whole different story. But I feel like we're at this precipice where things are happening for us right now. So but just wanted to kind of talk about some of the astrological things that are going on, and what some of the ways you can combat this, because the way that I feel is that it's always about flowing with the energy, you know, and again, using astrology as a tool, not using it as the end all, you know, oh my gosh, this is what's going to happen to me. And, you know, panicking, looking at it as, hey, this is what I have to go through to get to where I need to get to. That's the way that I pretty much approach life. So, I just wanted to kind of make a point of that. But anyway, some other things that I feel that are coming up too, we're going to have a new moon next month, May 6th. It's going to be a new moon in Taurus. New moons in Taurus are new opportunities. If you're looking to build a business, great time to start a business, to build something. Taurus is about building things and at a slower level. My joke is, have you ever tried to move a bull? No way. So it's really for building. Great time to start a business if you want to make money at it, as far as if it's something that you want to do for career, something that you want to do for like a passion. Next month, which is actually, I believe, next week, the week after, is a new moon in Taurus. So now's my time. I want to take some time to do some readings. And and the way that I want to kind of explain the way that I do these readings is, it's really about, like I said, I'm an evolutionary astrologer. So I'm going to look at your lunar nodes, which are the elliptical points in the sky. And I'm going to understand what your soul purpose is in this lifetime. The energy that you came in on, that is your south node. That is an energy that feels familiar to you, comfortable, but it's not necessarily, it doesn't excite you, or it doesn't put you on your highest vibration. The opposite energy is the north node. That is the energy that you're trying to get to. So when I look at people's charts, I look at their node placements, and then I look at Chiron being the wounded healer. There's a whole story about Chiron in Greek mythology. And he was half man, half horse. He was considered a centaur, and he was immortal. So what happened was, he had to consistently live in his wounds. And it wasn't until he was released from these wounds that he fully understood the meaning of life. So I feel like all of us subconsciously live in our wounds, because we don't even know that they're happening to us. We just know that, you know, we have some incidents that we feel uncomfortable. For example, Chiron in Gemini could be a person has trouble speaking up. Chiron in Capricorn, a person could have a fear of success, because I mean, back to Gemini, Gemini represents communication. So when Chiron is there, they have a wound in that. Capricorn represents career and reputation. When Chiron is there, they have a wound in that. They're afraid of that. So that's pretty much how I do my readings. I also, so we have our first person is Kelly from Cape Coral. Hi, Kelly.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? Happy full moon night.
Thank you. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm going to need, let's see, Kelly, I'm going to put my glasses on here. What is, hang on 2 seconds. Sorry about that. My speaker was a little bit loud. What is your birthday? Day, month, year?
March. March 23rd, 1981.
Okay. And what time were you born?
5:07 p.m.
Okay. And what is the city and state you were born?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa. Okay. All righty. March 23rd, 1981, 5:07 p.m., Tulsa, Oklahoma, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting. When I look at your nodes, which I said are the elliptical points in the sky, I'm saying this out loud to you, so if you want to further investigate this, you can. South node is in Aquarius in the fifth house of Leo, and your north node is in Leo in the 11th house of Aquarius. So there's definite, I feel like that, first of all, I want to say with a south node in Aquarius, you're in your head a lot, you know, you're a very logical person. You're sometimes overly sensitive because it's in the fifth house of Leo. You're a person that definitely, has a goal for everything, you know, and you really came here to find your heart, to do something that you really love. And I feel like because it's in the 11th house of Aquarius, it's going to involve groups, and it's going to involve, it's really about your hopes and your dreams in this lifetime. You know, what they are, big hopes and they are big dreams. And you have to really want to do it and love it. Does that resonate with you?
Kind of. I feel like I'm just stuck right now and I don't have any goals.
I feel like you need to look to your heart instead of the logic in your head, you know, because you could be saying to yourself, well, yeah, I mean, but does that make sense? And sometimes if we go with our heart, you know, that old adage, if we do what we love, the money will come, you know, really applies.
Yeah.
And I know that there's things stopping you, because I feel like when you have, when I look at your Chiron is in Taurus and it's in the eighth house. So you probably are stuck and you probably have some self-worth issues, you know, really believing in yourself and really going down deep with yourself and connecting with yourself on a soul level. That could be kind of holding you back and blocking you. Do you feel like that at times, that you just get stuck in this rut, that you're just like, I just can't seem to get out of it?
Yes, definitely. That all made sense. I got my heart broken when I was younger, and I've had some trauma. Is built a wall around my heart, and I'm trying to break it down with like shadow work and stuff like that, but maybe I'm not going deep enough.
Yeah, I feel like you have to go all the way, you know, and a lot of times when we get our heart broken and we get stuck in the trauma, right? And then unbeknownst to us, we keep bringing the energy back to us. In other words, we could be attracting the same type of people. We could be on that perpetual cogwheel where we just can't feel like we can get off it. So I think that that's probably big for you, because you have your sun and Venus and Mars in the seventh house of partnership. So I feel like you thrive in partnership, but it has to be the right partnership for you. It can't be where you're doing all the work or where you feel like you're not being valued in the relationship. And it comes from first valuing yourself, you know, and truly going down deep with yourself. You know, I would say too, it's spending a lot of a good alone time with yourself and learning how to make yourself happy and fulfilled with not even having a partner. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely. I haven't been in a relationship in a long time, but when I was attracting the same guys.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's very normal, because I think that we, like I said, we get into that perpetual pattern and we feel like that we can't get out of it. I think too, like I'm gonna take a little time to do a little bit a fuller reading on you tonight. Couple things I see in your chart too. You have Pluto in the second house in Libra. I'm gonna say that you put value on stuff that means something to you, you know, like you like having like things that are very nostalgic for you. You know, I think you're a very sensitive person, that you are Aries. So I know you're feeling a lot this year too, because I said at the beginning of the show that, you know, with the nodes in Aries, Libra, it doesn't matter if you have a sun in Aries, if you have a moon in Aries or an ascendant in Aries, you're feeling that pull, you know. But you have this very sensitive, compassionate side to you, because your moon sign is in Scorpio. Big thing for you is I call Scorpios the elephants of the zodiac. They never forget anything. So I think for you, a lot of things you have to release in this Scorpio, this full moon in Scorpio. I think it's going to be very transformational, you know, for you to release a lot of that, those wounds, those down deep wounds that you think you release, but you maybe haven't released, you know. I feel like you're very kind with your words your Mercury is in Pisces, that you're a healer, you know, and you would be good in something like that because you have Mercury in the sixth house of health and healing. Also, sixth house represents job. So I don't know. I think that if you kind of, it's always about, our lives are like a puzzle, right? It's just about us putting the pieces together. So that's what I would recommend for you, and a very, like, very high level overview of what I see in your chart. It's imperative that you really go in with your heart, you know, organize it around a group dynamic, you know, that can help you. I would definitely, because your ascendant is in Virgo, it's about making a plan for whatever you do, you know. And I mean, you are a very positive person. You have Jupiter in the first house. So, and I feel like you grew up an adult, you know, you have Saturn there. So it was like you went from kind of womb to adulthood very quick. And, you know, do something joyful, things that raise your vibration, even if it's buying a little gift for yourself or pampering yourself or doing something fun. You know, it's time for you to get out there and start living. If all this makes sense to you, that's what I see very high level.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much. I'm going to a retreat this weekend, and I feel like I'm going to release some stuff.
Yep. And I think that'll be perfect for you. And thank you so much. And you have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say thank you to everybody tonight. I mean, for supporting my show. I love, love, love astrology. I love to look at it as a way of life, a way that we can use this blueprint to enhance our lives. We have many chances when we look at the chart. So I'm very excited about taking it to the next level and continuing to watch it grow. And I'm getting into more a corporate astrology where I want to help entrepreneurs and businesses make decisions that are best for them. And I feel like it's all in the chart. I mean, we there's so much that we can learn about ourselves when we look at our chart. And guess what? We picked all of this. So thank you very much. Namaste. And everybody needs to go out and look at the moon and release what's not working for them.